Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life for skin. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
Bodies, our psyche, our spirit, and our overall perspective of the world that we live in. As we've been talking about oppositions of science on our Sabbath lesson on Saturdays, we've talked about how man is electrical and frequencies, vibrations can affect you, and it is real. Your food, the frequencies, the alkalinity, pH levels, eating electric food, or eating packaged, processed food and bad animal proteins. All of these things have an impact on us, and we negate to see the seriousness or the long-term effects. And today we're talking about a mental vacation. A lot of us can't even really afford to go on a long vacation right now with what's happening in society with the pandemic, lack of money, loss of jobs, travel is decreasing and being minimized, all in the name of climate change and carbon tracks and everything we see on the news and what's going on with politics. We need to turn the MK Ultra off and the subliminal programming off because there are long-term effects. You really need to get away, but you can't. It's hard. You don't have to despair. Mental vacation can help you to reduce stress, and I want you to understand today the power of taking a mental vacation. And it starts with narrowing your circle and cutting things off. People, phone calls. You can't fix other people's problems. And you don't need to take on other people's problems, their romantic problems and their financial problems. You can be an ear, but it's not meant for you to be a garbage can and carry it. Some people like to dump things on people. This energy can bring you down. See, small stresses can quickly add up to major stress, and one big stressful event can send you reeling. We're talking like a stroke or heart attack because you carry too much. I've been known to carry stress in my back. It took me a long, many years to realize that genetically I have acquired this ability to not only be empathic, discerning, but if I'm not releasing this, I'll carry this stress, and it begins to attack me physically. It's amazing how the body is made and designed by the Most High, our Creator. You don't want to get into a stressful event that will have you reeling and decrease your health from having a number of strokes and high blood pressure and cholesterol. All these things are from what you take on and the relief that's necessary. You owe it to yourself, and you deserve it to sometimes, if not 3 days a week, at least minimum, get away, sit by the water, look at the mountains, look at beautiful pictures, play relaxing, calm music, because you need to watch the vibration and the energy and the megahertz that are coming off certain music that you listen to. There's certain music that just makes you want to dance or work out or something. That's not the music you really need to be calming and to relieve your stress. There's something that's more peaceful and serene and seems to be in concert and harmony with nature. And that's what you should take a look at. Let me get back to it. If you could just get away for a little stress relief, you know you would be okay. But we just don't have the time or the money to run off on an impromptu vacation. So a lot of us will medicate, drink, smoke, get high to relieve our stress when we're further impugning, we're further damaging, making a mess of things with our body by doing this. Because what happens is you get addicted to that quick relief, and then you have a substance abuse problem, and we increase it every day. You don't have to spend a dime or go anywhere. Then just find a quiet spot and take a mental vacation. If you don't find a way to reduce stress, your health will pay the price mentally and physically. And we're living in a time when mental illness is on the rise because the stress factors are all around us and fear is being pumped into our lives through the media. People who are under a lot of stress have physical problems related to constantly being under stress. There will be, as I said, long-term consequences for constantly being under stress. It's crucial to add this mental vacation into your life routine every day. Let's look at some of the basic things that you can do, and then I'm going to talk to you about your mind and your meditation. I have urged people to take the television out of your bedroom, because that's not only is your house a sanctuary, but the bedroom where you sleep, rest, and dream, and sometimes you imagine what your future is going to be, and you talk with your wife. The bedroom is where it goes down. It should also be a place that before you close your eyes that you've read something that's food to the soul and to the mind. A lot of the programs you're watching are emanating bad messages, thoughts, frequencies, MK Ultra, subliminal messages that we carry into our nightmares. Reading a book at night can leave you feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready to face whatever's outside your bedroom door. You know your bed is warm, cozy, comfortable, and a peaceful place. It's luxurious, and getting lost in a book or the scriptures, relaxing music, can help you to refocus your thoughts that you need to gather every day. And I don't think we know the power of visualizing peace and relaxation. As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. You have to envision a place of peace as well. So get a few quiet moments to close your eyes and think of an image that relaxes you. Sun on your skin, sound of the ocean, big country field, lots of flowers, trickling streams, waterfalls. Thinking about when you were a child, how everything was peaceful and relaxed. Focus on releasing the tension throughout your whole body. It's called meditation. Meditating away the stress. I'm not here to promote any type of Eastern religion or anything like that. It's just that everyone needs a chance and opportunity to stop, think, and meditate and calm yourself and to get your thoughts together, get to the root of the problem. It's also good to reminisce on pictures. That's why we still take pictures. We want to remember the vacation, the smiles, the fun, the leisure, or that dinner that we had with close family, or even if you've lost a loved one. If you look at those pictures, you shouldn't cry if it's been a while. You should smile and think about all the good times that you shared and had with that person. This is very important. Never be in a dark place in your home. Open the windows. Open the curtains. Get you a cup of tea. Close the door. Take a mental break. Watch and appreciate the simple things, the birds, hummingbirds. Look at the clouds. Look up to the sky. Daydream. Ponder your future and where you want to be and the success you want to achieve. Relaxation music, as I tell you, is very important. That's music with rain, birds, waves, ocean, streams, soft pianos. See, when you raise the decibels, start bringing in the bass and the pounding, that's reaching your mental and your body on a different level. But when you calm it, it affects the neurons and secretes oxytocin and serotonin, not a rage. Not an anger, but endorphins that tend to relax the body. And it's important to exercise and take a walk. And while you're walking, that gives you the opportunity to breathe and meditate. You've got to keep moving, people. It's so important. I'll leave you with this. It's a scripture. It says, whatever is true, the lies they told on you, think on this. Whatever is noble, someone with nobility or someone doing something noble, think on that. Whatever is right, and you know what it means to do the right thing, focus your heart daily on doing the right thing. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, excellence, something that's praiseworthy. Think on these things every day and remove yourself from negativity and negative thoughts, words, and people. And take your mental vacation. You're going to need it now more than ever. I am Voorhees, known as Fee the Preacher. You've been listening to 180 Degree Wednesdays, brought to you on Father Talk Radio. We'll leave you by saying the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey and not a destination. You be the best you can be and take that vacation today. Peace and blessings.
God sent music.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new. I'm brand new because you made me brand new.
Anybody brand new? Anybody brand new?
I used to.